Two Gates, Two Ways, Two Ends by Alexander Smiley from The Hour of Silence, 1899. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. There are only two gates, one of them wide. Its name is self, my own desires, my own proud thoughts, my own righteousness, my own beloved and darling sins, my own plans and pleasures. The other gate is narrow. Its name is Christ. Christ sought with repentance and godly sorrow. Christ followed at any hazard. It is the gate of the crucifixion of self. There are only two ways. One of them is broad, easy, pleasant, comfortable, pleasing to the flesh, thronged with multitudes, a primrose path, but always tending downward and bringing disastrous consequences. The other way is difficult and narrow, as it were through a gorge between craggy cliffs which nearly meet, haunted by dangers and enemies, chosen by comparatively few. The Christian's toilsome pilgrimage and dangerous journey. Ah, how the road climbs up and up. There are only two ends. One of them is destruction, dark, hopeless, irretrievable, the death of peace, the death of hope, the death of every good impulse, the death of the soul. The other end is life, life at its fullest, sublimest, sweetest, life without sin and without sorrow, life in the land of life and glory, life in the presence of Christ to all eternity. Consciously, deliberately, unequivocally, may I seek the narrow gate, the difficult way, the end which is everlasting life.